In a country far away, there lived a little girl named Alice, who loved ice cream. Every day after school, Alice would go to the local ice cream parlor and ask for her favorite flavor, vanilla with chocolate chips. But one day, while walking to the ice cream parlor, she ran into a strange street vendor. "Would you like to try some magic ice cream?" the vendor asked her. "It will take you to a special place." Alice was intrigued, so she decided to try the ice cream. The ice cream took her to a strange and amazing landscape, full of mountains of ice cream and rivers of melted chocolate. Alice found herself surrounded by strange creatures made of sweets and treats, like singing gummy bears and dancing jelly worms. But the strangest creature of all was the white ice cream rabbit, who wore a cuckoo clock on his belt and ran around as if he was late for something. Alice followed the ice cream white rabbit through the land of ice cream, meeting strange and wonderful characters along the way. She met a cotton candy polar bear who hopped around, a candy mouse who played the violin, and a giant caterpillar who smoked a peppermint pipe. But as Alice explored more and more of the ice cream land, she realized that something wasn't right. The rivers of chocolate were drying up and the mountains of ice cream were melting. She soon discovered that the land of ice cream was being threatened by an evil freeze queen, who was freezing everything in her path. Alice teamed up with a warrior from the land of ice cream, Captain Sorbet. Together, they ventured through the land of ice cream, facing dangers and challenges as they searched for the evil freeze queen. Along the way, they met Princess Frost, a cunning and brave warrior who joined their cause. They also met the Strawberry Knight, a kind and big-hearted warrior who was always willing to help his companions. The Vanilla Queen, a mysterious warrior with magical abilities, also joined their group, and finally the Cocoa Count, an elegant and refined warrior who fought with a dark chocolate saber. Together, the warriors of the Land of Ice Cream fought armies of ice penguins and traversed dangerous snowfields to reach the castle of the Queen of Frostbite. There, they faced the evil queen and her ice servants in an epic battle that lasted for hours. In the end, thanks to their bravery and fighting skills, the warriors of the Land of Ice Cream defeated the Queen of Frostbite and restored balance to the Land of Ice Cream. The rivers of chocolate flowed again and the mountains of ice cream stood firm, just as they had been before the arrival of the evil queen. At that moment, Alice woke up. She realized that it had all been an adventure in her imagination. However, she felt grateful for the experience and knew that there would always be more magical worlds to discover in her dreams. With a smile on her face, Alice got out of bed and prepared for another day full of adventures, knowing that imagination could take her to wonderful places and that she could be brave in difficult situations. And so, a new day full of exciting possibilities and adventures began.